It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Solving conflict. That's what we do here. It's a little thing we call Great Mate Debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Two people enter, one comes out sort of...
Is that serious?
Victorious. I know, it's not quite that dark. Yeah. What's going on today?
We have a lovely couple today. We have Anthony and Kim. They're debating what they should do for Thanksgiving.
Eat. All right.
Kim has an idea and Anthony's not on board.
Okay, Kim actually won the toss, so let's get it going with Kim. Kim?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
What's your idea?
All right. So a little bit of a backstory. I was married for around 10 years and I got a divorce. But a holiday tradition has continued, which is I go to my ex-husband's families for Thanksgiving. Like they're my family at this point, which is, I mean, like that's normal. That's what happens, right? It's what happens, okay? And now I'm dating a guy named Anthony, obviously. This is what we're calling about.
So you're just dating Anthony right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think it's a great idea for him to come to my ex-husband's family's Thanksgiving with me. And he doesn't like that idea.
Okay, so when you go to this event, I need a little perspective. Your ex-husband is there as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's his family. So
okay.
Yeah.
And then has he moved on? Does he have somebody new?
No, he does not.
Okay. you guys don't have kids together?
No.
Okay.
No, but his sister has kids and they're like my nieces and nephews, you know? It's 10 years we've been together.
Okay.
Kim, have you been in years past? Like how long has it been since you've been divorced? Have you been done this before?
Yeah, we separated 2 years ago, and so okay. I've been going for 2 years.
And it's not uncomfortable. There's no spark between you and your ex. You sit there and you just spend time with family, and it's
I mean, like, it's not like it's obviously different than what it was, but you know, it's like we had a decent divorce, and it wasn't terrible. But we separated. It was mutually agreed upon, and. Yeah, it's not weird, but Anthony keeps telling me like it's the weirdest thing in the world and that he would rather, he just doesn't want
to
go.
It feels adjacent to one of the weirdest things in the world. I'm going to reserve my opinion here till we get his side. Anthony?
Yay.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on. It's great to be on, but you know, yeah, I definitely want to talk about this. Like I just feel kind of weird. You know, I've never met her ex-husband or his family, and frankly, I don't really want to spend Thanksgiving with them. And I feel like, you know, the only thing worse than both of us going is, you know, her going by herself. I don't feel comfortable about that. You know, she says this has been...
Has that been offered? Has she said if you don't come, she's going to go without you, or...
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't like that. I mean, she says that they're... You know, adults now, it's completely over. It's just her. She just goes there to see his family and the nieces and nephews and stuff. But, like, I don't know. I just think it's, like, weird. And I don't think I'm in the wrong. You know, I feel like it's just weird. And,
well, Anthony, you're in a good spot because I feel the same way as you do. But I think I might be in the minority. Like, my ex-wife's family would love to have me out. And have other people... who've divorced from their family. They they held the wedding for their ex-son-in-law. His next wedding, they held at their property in Brazil.
Really?
I there are normal people, I don't know. I don't know who's normal. I don't know if you and me are normal, Anthony, for going, this is weird. Like when I'm done with a relationship, we're done. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
As is my relationship with your, I don't, it's, it shouldn't be that way. Cause it's,
well, after a certain amount of time, I mean, like she said, they were married for 10 years. So this is, they've been doing this tradition. Like I have that in my family. We have people, aunts and uncles who are no longer together, but they still live together. But they're not married anymore. But they, and then they still come to the family event because it's like,
they stayed.
All right, keep in mind, Anthony and I both don't have like big extended families, so you, this is the closest thing that we're gonna have to like a real Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And Anthony says he doesn't want to help me cook for Thanksgiving, so like,
it's this or nothing for you.
Yeah.
Let me
cut the turkey, okay?
Let me get people in here. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I think today we could take other ideas, but we're really focusing on, is this as abnormal as it feels to me and Anthony? Or is this just like, hey man, that's her family, even though they're divorced.
But think of all those years, all the memories they have, and now we're just keeping it going because that's our tradition now.
But I mean, at a certain point, listen, dude, I've been divorced twice. So then, if this was me, then I go to my parents' house for Thanksgiving, and two sets of ex-wives are there with their new families.
Yeah, I see.
And like, where is the line to go? Like Kim, if you married Anthony, would you then stop going, or?
I don't know. I don't know because obviously I didn't plan on getting a divorce. I didn't plan that. Life just happens sometimes and you have to take it one year at a time. And I, right now at this point in my life, they are my family. And it's like, I don't know. I can't plan for the future.
Okay. It feels really foreign to me, but I think it's because I'm weird. Cause I get it. Like people, there's news stories where people, like that guy got invited to a Thanksgiving on accident.
Yeah.
And showed up and now they still do it. Like
it's
10,
like
15 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, whatever. Like people just welcome others into their home. And if you have a family, it's like, I love these kids. I've known these kids. If it's been 10 years, I've known them since they were one and now they're 11. Like I should be able to see them on this day. But
we do hear a lot the cliche about, oh, the holidays and family and you can't stand each other and a lot of arguing and stuff. But maybe there's an element of like, hey, it's the holidays. It's just we're all together. We're not going to fight. We're all just having a meal. It's not that big a deal.
But dude,
come have a meal and go
pass the gravy. And the guy who hands it to you used to sleep with your wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and was married to her. I mean,
correct. That would be weird.
They were
for Anthony
love.
To be sitting there and Kim and her ex-husband are over in the corner cheersing each other with a glass of like see. Okay,
Kim, has your ex ever had a woman there like with him? But in the other years you've been,
it's only been 2 years and no.
Okay,
so you'll be the first one bringing in an outsider. I don't. That's a great question. If he didn't break the thing with bringing, if he doesn't have anybody, how can, I don't.
But also it sounds like, I mean, well, did he make a move or anything the other 2 years?
No.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
I wouldn't put Anthony in that situation if that were the case. It's not right. The case.
Okay. We're going to get a jury. So just, hang tight. We'll, find you some help and figure out what you're doing for Turkey Day. I think I'm weird. I get it. It's the same thing as Friendsgiving. Like you could go to a Friendsgiving and it's like, if you're truly doing a Friendsgiving and like your friends and like you broke up and now he's dating her. It's like you could end up at a Friendsgiving with people you've slept with.
Yeah, I guess. And I'm with you. If I'm Anthony, I don't think I'd want to go. I'd want to start our own tradition, but it also sounds like, I mean, I'm like him too, or like, I'm not going to be much help in the kitchen. So what's my card to play?
You don't have one.
I don't have a new tradition
so
we can start. Yeah.
For me, I'm not going. But I would feel real weird with her gone, and then she comes home all tipsy and
I wouldn't like that either. But I love the idea of it. I love the spirit of it. Of just, hey, we're adults. We can move forward. But I don't know that it's
you're
that,
broken up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kim wants to go to her ex-husband's Thanksgiving soiree. Anthony, her new boyfriend, says no way. You decide what happens on Turkey Day. 303-222-5423.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are in the middle of a Thanksgiving Turkey Day great mate debate. Kim has a Thanksgiving tradition. Mm-hmm. She goes to her husband's house for Thanksgiving.
Well, they're not married anymore.
Oh.
But they were married for a really long time.
Yes.
And that's kind of like her family now still. She feels like they're so close and they're mm-hmm. adults and can mm-hmm. move on.
But now she's dating somebody else and wants him to join at the ex-husband's parents' house. So we're letting you guys decide. Kim, Anthony, feel free to jump in with anybody you want. We actually have another Kim as our first jury member. Kim?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Anthony's.
Okay. What?
I was married for 12 years, got a divorce. I'm still extremely close with his family, even work with his mom. Oof. But when it comes to holidays, you have to break up with the holidays. That is time for his family and him, not for you to interfere with his time with his family.
Totally agree.
Right, but that's my family too now. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
they were your family. They can now be your close friends, but they were your family.
Now it's time for our own thing, babe. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
Totally agree.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. But what if, I don't want to ask this yet, but like, then does she never get to see those people again?
Yeah.
Or can she just not go on a holiday?
No. And that, you know, I should have said that, like, I'm okay her having a relationship with them, still talking to them, you know, birthdays, giving them presents, you know, whatever. But like on a holiday, like this should be us. With our families, like this should be our thing now.
But
like,
you don't really
like
have a family.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep going here. Alex?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Anthony's side, 100%.
Okay, why?
Thank you.
Well, typically, if a couple of reasons. I feel like she's not respecting Anthony's feelings, if you will. If he feels uncomfortable being around someone who she's, I guess, had intimate relations with, relationship of prior life. I mean, that's awkward. Mm-hmm. Not only to mention, he's an outsider too. So now he's got to contend with everybody that knows her history, her memories, like everything. It's weird. And so
it's not like weird.
Slacker, it's like Slacker had said, you know, once a relationship, it's over. I mean, these guys had a divorce that went well. So like someone said, she comes home tipsy or has a couple drinks and they reminisce of some memories. Who knows what'll happen? You know, it's very strange. And if she's not willing to respect that and start a new tradition, then she should probably stay single.
Kim, you wanted to retort?
Yeah, I do. I think that is like, I feel like Anthony's also not respecting my feelings because I don't have a family. This is my family. So now what you're asking me to do is just
It was
up.
Your family. It was your family. It's not anymore.
I get it. We got a divorce. Thank you so much. And I don't have a family. I get it. But that is what gives me comfort at the end of the day when it's a holiday. Like, I don't, like, yeah, okay, what is the other option? Me and Anthony just sitting in our own kitchen when he's not going to cook anything? Like, is that what the plan is?
No, nobody's suggesting a prison sentence, but it's just...
Yeah, we could figure out something to do. I just feel like it's so awkward to go over there, babe. Like, I mean, I don't even know those people. Like, you're bringing your new boyfriend to your ex-husband's house. Like, that's just weird.
Okay, let's...
And, like, I just don't know.
Let's take a couple more and see if a pattern is developing. Oh, boy.
Nahali.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Anthony's side. I just don't think that it's like a good way to start like any kind of relationship with somebody new, but that's just me. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's not just you. We're stacking up a lot of people who think exactly like you. Thank you. Let's get one more in here. Rich?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Anthony's side. I feel like he is her new family. And if they can't come to a compromise where he can go to the dinner and feel, you know, comfortable, that she needs to start a new tradition with Anthony.
And that new tradition is eating Arby's because they have the meats.
What is the tradition? Riddle me that. Like, what is it?
We could eat. You need to start a new Thanksgiving. If he is your new future and your new family, you need to start something with him.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich.
We did get a couple of texts that said they were on Kim's side. They're saying that's her family now, and sometimes family is a little not as traditional as you might
think. I forget, T-Hack, is the jury texters, or is it the people on the... What are we...
It's the callers. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we do take the text, but I mean, are the bulk of the texters also on Anthony's side?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I had to search for some to be on Kim's side.
Okay. If that's the case, then I'm going to admit defeat. Okay, fine. Then I think that Anthony needs to put some work in to cultivate some sort of Thanksgiving magic. I feel like it's literally me giving up something, and he's not putting in any effort. So like he told me straight up he's not going to be cooking. So like, why don't you put some effort in, and then we can create a tradition? Because right now that tradition looks like sitting and doing nothing.
Look, I was kind of joking about not helping. I will help. I just don't know how to cook that much. But you can teach me. I think it'd be really cool. Okay. Let's cook together.
Let's do something.
As someone who can't cook, this is where it goes downhill fast, Anthony.
So. Guys, have a happy Thanksgiving.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.